Good evening, and welcome to Acting Up. I'm Meredy.
And I'm Russ.
Are you okay? Did something happen?
Is there some reason that you might think something happened?
What are you... Oh... It's the emotions challenge, so you're doing different emotions, aren't you?
Yes, that's right! Our contestants are going to show us emotion in their acting!
And if you keep changing emotions with every line, I'm gonna kick you again!
I'll be good.
And we hope so will our contestants.
This week we gave our contestants a list of monologues to choose from so they could put their full efforts into emotional expression. So, let's see how they did, starting with Lex.
I'm afraid my fear has finally overcome my devotion to the cause. But Ray, she's a saint. And you know what happens to saints. They always get killed too soon. Devotion, try sanctification. There's a good word. She likes Scrabble, Monopoly, whatever. And she always wins. Games, crosswords, reading, tomato plants. The cause. She's very secure in her beliefs. She doesn't allow doubt. She does crosswords in pen. But I'm losing faith. I'm a heretic. There's another good one. We're giving up our whole lives. And for what? I thought we'd do this for a while, and if we were lucky, and if we didn't get caught after a year or so, we'd get out and go on with our lives. Be like a weird Peace Corps interlude. But it's been 4 years now. And it's finally dawning on me that this is it for her. This is all she wants. She doesn't see anything more than this. But I do. A regular safe life, a chance to be happy. Is that too much to ask? I mean, it's not like we had a whole lot going on before this. Dead-end jobs in the town we grew up in. Still hanging with the old high school gang. Boyfriends on and off. On for me. Off for her. But something might have come up, you know? And even if it didn't, even if it stayed the same shitty life, it was our shitty life. I guess that makes me pretty selfish. But I can't just stand here and watch it get her killed.
Lex, I wanted to say this. I thought this was a great emotional interpretation of the monologue. You sent in an earlier take that we went over and we practiced with and we reviewed, and there's been a big noticeable difference between your first take and this one. You've gotten into a lot more emphasis and really driving home a lot of the emotional frustration that you have in this monologue. The first sentence, I think, was a little slow to start, but once you got to the... talking about there's a good word and going into the different games that Ray plays, you really started to get into the piece. Nice emotions, conflicting feelings. What else?
There's a little bit of humor in there.
What?
A little bit of humor in there.
Yeah, that too. I mean, there was a lot to choose from, and it was really great to hear not only that you had different ones, but you could different emotions. Excuse me, but that you could tell those emotions blended into each other to create new ones. So I thought this was a really great example of the emotion challenge this week. So kudos. Russ?
Yes. I will mention that Lex was one of only two of our contestants who took advantage of our offer, and we really do mean it. If you want to start working on these pieces early and send them in, we will critique them and we'll work with you to try to make them better. This is a learning show. We're not here to shoot you down.
We're not going to hold back answers from you or anything like that. No, because we want to make sure that you sound your performance is as good as possible.
Our goal is for you to become better VAs than you were when you started. Lex, this is a big step up from you. I worked with you a little bit, listened to the first one. I heard some intermediates, but you're definitely getting it. You were a little concerned about your ability to do it, but you've definitely shown that you have got it, or you're getting the idea of emotions. Obviously, as we're going to say, there's always a little more you can take on, a little more, but you take a major step forward. I love the cynicism you put into the word when you said the cause. The humor worked out very nicely for you. I heard some annoyance, some frustration, some good variations in tone overall, so this was a good job. We're going to listen next to 11 Linda.
Today, I felt beautiful. Not that kind of all-knowing beautiful, just beautiful, like they say in the movies or in our dreams. Like when the guy is sitting at the bar talking to some other scum and saying, "She's so beautiful." This is how I felt. I don't know what beauty is. I never really got in the lore of the girl with the crazy green eyes and reddish-dyed hair. I always thought it was just because she was pretty, and everyone with a platonic brain over their necks for her knew that. But she was mad and mean, and she held nothing of value to me except the scattered words in her poems. There was something there, though, and I don't know if he sees that something or if he's another one of those guys that sees her and wants to die with lust. I don't know these things. But I sit here, trying to think all philosophically about it, when I know I'm just another one of those people that can fall under spells. Like the rest of them. Fall under the spells of the starry eyes, and you forget that those people have no conscience. They're built up with big egos to look into mirrors and make themselves out to be fish. And her, with her roses and raves and vegan food? I don't know. These things don't mean anything in the scheme of things. She needs to be untouchable. Like some face on a Versace advertisement. Like some girl on the cover of Teen. Mysterious. But you know the story behind her? Beauty! My mind is mixed up. Sometimes I wonder how people like him can fall in love with people like her. How we're all obsessed with beauty. We're all obsessed with trying. But she's the girl who can wake up and still look gorgeous. She's the girl who can try so hard to get where she is, and she's still failing with anything and everything else but her looks. And I can see that. You can't.
11 Linda, this again was a big improvement over last week. 11 Linda was the other person who took advantage of our offer to help during the week. And again, the difference from the first recording you made until this is enormous. You had a very nice sound of bitterness and cynicism. At one point, it almost sounded like you were getting ready to cry. Mm-hmm. You had this really effective sigh before your last line, "He can't," that really wrapped up the monologue very, very nicely. Overall, it was just a very good emotional performance, and it shows a lot more of what you are capable of if you work at it. You know, there are some, you know, picky things I could talk about. You mispronounced, I think you mispronounced one word. You said "but her looks," which I think was supposed to be "but her looks." And you had a couple of those awkward pauses that you've had before, but only two of them I heard this time. One was the allure of the girl with the green eyes, and then no conscious to build up. But other than that, in the past, I'd been used to hearing a lot more of that, and you fixed a lot of those this time around. Overall, this is a major step forward. Again, this is the kind of improvement we like to see. Meredy?
Definitely, definitely. I think you hit all the major points. Again, this was a great improvement over your first take, and I applaud you for that. It was very nice. And like Russ said, that ending, that last line, just was perfect. I hesitate to say perfect, but it's on the show, but it just it felt so right. It felt so natural. It was great to listen to. I think in certain parts where you had a lot of it was a lot of the frustrated, not rambling, but ranting sections, talking about this girl and all the different aspects of her beauty. I think the speed got a little ahead of, the speed got away from you in how you were delivering it, and I think you were losing some of your diction. There are a few times where I found it a little difficult to understand what you were saying. But once you slowed down and took things and internalized them fully, especially in the second half of the monologue, it really came alive. So very nice job. Just keep those things in mind and keep working.
Yes. And we are next going to listen to Temporary Butterfly.
I don't think I can ever know you again. Just looking at you across the quad makes me nauseous. You smile like everyone is looking, in that way that people smile when they take a school picture. I know that you practiced it in the mirror since you were able to hold on to one. You could be Junior Miss Anderson High School, your jut up hair and drawn on face. I know it's all bullshit. I remember you from elementary school, when we used to be in the same class. I remember the way you shocked us all by being the first one in the class to pierce your ears. Guess that was a sign. Still, there was more to you than I think I can still remember. You were amazing at running. We used to play soccer together. You had a cat named Penelope. Our lives ran parallel at that time. Now, how is it possible that you and I don't exist on the same planet anymore? That we have no means of communication other than my glance and your smile across the quad? What is holding us apart? I'm watching you now. You move so carefully, you're trying not to break your little heels, but even the heels are more solid than your truths. You're trying not to topple over like a klutz because your shoes are so high up. I don't know who taught you that this was beauty, that fragility was strength in this world of ours. My friend Renee said you like looking pretty because that's the only thing you've got. She told me that you have nothing to say at all. And sometimes, when she hears you, you sound like a whiny feral cat. I always laugh at that. But I don't believe that's all there is to you. Why don't you let yourself out? I think that you'd find there is more to the world, more to the school than this lame popularity contest. When some guy says something lame to you, don't act passive. Smack him! If I were really talking to you, if I had any guts at all to tell you this, I guess I would try to end my lecture on a high note. I'd ask you over to bake cookies, go to a show, and introduce you to better people. And then I'd ask you what it was really like to be at the top of the social scheme. And if you'd please help me unravel it.
Okay. Temporary Butterfly. Wanted to say, very nice performance. To start off, I did want to make one note. I found some of this to be confusing because I lost some of your diction. And I think there are just some times where you got caught up in the scene and your words kind of slurred together. I don't have anything specific to point out, I'm afraid. I was listening more for the emotional changes that you had. But just keep that in mind. It did not prevent me from understanding the monologue, but just remember to keep the previous lessons going as we go further on. But that said, I have a list of all the emotions that I heard when you went through your monologue. I will list them now. I heard annoyance, aggravation, remembrance, grudgingness, amusement, happiness, concern, confusion, disdain, understanding, regret, sadness, wistfulness, concern, and pity. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Russ?
Yes, I'm going to agree. First of all, I want to apologize. I forgot that Temp, you also consulted partway through. You sent me a copy of it. You didn't send it to both of us. This time you sent it to me for one review. And I noticed you did make some changes as a result of those comments. Overall, the emotions were very nice. I heard a lot of variations. I didn't make the detailed notes that Meredy did, but I heard the bitterness and the laughing and the conflicted feelings, especially near the end, that worked out very nicely. Your biggest problem, and Meredy noted this, is your diction. For whatever reason, this week, you lost a lot of that, possibly because your pacing was a little bit too high. You were going too fast, I think. You need to remember, if you have to slow down to say the words clearly, slow down. Otherwise, it was a very good performance from an emotional standpoint. I got it. I got the feeling. I'd like to have heard a little more of the words.